listener production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with a fresh news update. Frustrated youth crime victims are again rallying, demanding action from the state government. Our reporter Rosie O'Brien has details.
Voice for Victims organisers say locals continue to be let down by the system and that juveniles are re-offending without adequate consequences. So it's asked its 7.5 thousand members to march tomorrow to send the government the message that immediate action is needed. Supporters are asked to paint the town yellow, tying a yellow ribbon on trees, letterboxes and the likes, taking photos and posting to socials.
New reports show Queensland drivers are copping over 500 fines a day. The statistics from the Queensland Revenue Office showed 156,000 speeding fines and almost 24,000 red camera fines were dished out in the last financial year. The worst spot for speeding, Bermuda Street at Broadbeach Waters. 14,384 drivers have been caught going too fast. You'll notice the weather will start getting cooler this week on the Gold Coast. The Weather Bureau says the days of wet and humid conditions are done for now, with overnight temperatures set to drop to the mid-teens by midweek. Cooler southeasterly winds are also set to keep daytime temperatures along the coast in the low 20s. Queensland's leading the way in concussion treatment in the sports industry. A study from the Queensland Brain Institute conducted across 9 schools, including the Southport School, is looking at students' athletes in rugby, basketball and swimming. Associate Professor Fatima Nasrallah says the end goal is to develop a finger prick test to determine when someone can return to the game post-concussion.
And so this physiological marker can become our end vision of how we're going to test for concussion severity, but also how we're going to test for recovery back to baseline.
Updating sport now. The Gold Coast remains unbeaten at home this AFL season with a 37-point win over West Coast yesterday. Now just sitting outside the top 8 on percentage, coach Damien Hardwick says his young group is making strides.
Yeah, the boys are very, very coachable. And sometimes what happens is when we coach one thing, they probably overdo it, which we do know is going to happen. But they're going to get some enormous lessons out of some things we did today that work really well.